Let's welcome our next speaker, Tobias, and this is talk. We've got 5 seconds, so 3, 2, 1, go.
So welcome, everybody. I'm happy that so many people are interested in securing existing software, are not afraid of using form verification. Let's start. I think it's not news for you that there's a long history of security vulnerabilities, and still today's software contains many security critical bugs. Here you see a list of bugs which were found in communication protocols, and for this talk I selected one vulnerability in FIS on which I want to show you how existing software can be made more secure and how form verification can be used in this case. So FIS is a TLS 1.3 implementation created by Facebook. It is written in C++ and has a focus, of course, on security. So Facebook used modern C++ methods to ensure that common errors like buffer overflows does not happen. But nevertheless, a vulnerability was found. So an unauthenticated remote hacker was able to trigger an infinite loop in an application which uses this TLS library. This maybe doesn't sound this severe, but with little effort and little time, an attacker could be spawn many processes which are spinning in an infinite loop, and so you can keep in server with many cores in a short time, keep very busy. Let's have a look at a code which was attackable. So this is a part of a parsing function where a while loop was used. In this while loop, a parsing function is called, which reads a 16-bit integer from a network packet, and this 16-bit integer is then stored in variable code length. To this length later on, a static value is added, that's the size of the header, and after that, trim start is called on a buffer object,